Justin, as far as the way you tackle, or, I mean, can you tell a safety to be less aggressive?
I don't think you could do that. I mean, nobody goes into a hit thinking they're going to get a concussion, you know. So, split-second decisions, I'm not going to change the way I play. Just, just continue to pray, be strong in my faith, and, you know, hopefully this is the last of my concussion spells.
How will you adjust?
Evaluating the situation, I guess, is all you can do. Knowing the type of guy you're going against, how big he is, or if it's an angle tackle, if you're going head up, whether you should cut him or hit him or roll tackle, I guess that's all you can do.
How should you tackle Colbert?
I probably should have went lower. He's a bigger guy, but, you know, some of those things happen really fast. So next time I probably would have went lower.
Did you lose consciousness?
No, I was just out of it a little bit, you know. I understand that you're not supposed to move, you know, you don't want to make anything worse if you have a neck injury. So, you know, I was just trying to protect myself, waiting on the trainers to tell me that it was okay to get up.
Was it more neck than head, or was it kind of both?
Well, if you watch it, I kind of took a shot to, like, on the side of my head, so that's kind of what it was from.
You know, seeing the first concussion was the same type of hit.
It was pretty similar.
Was it the same side?
It was pretty similar, yeah.
Is this a weekend you've circled for a while? I mean, just playing in Louisiana and Drew Brees on the other side of the ball and something that you thought about?
I've been looking forward to this one. You know, that's my home state. I've been watching Drew Brees and those guys for a long time. So, you know, this is part of my dream, you know, to get to play in that stadium against Drew Brees and the Saints. You know, hopefully I can do my part and get a win.
Kenny Vaccaro also has had two concussions. He's already said he's not going to play in this game. I mean, has that crossed your mind, that aspect of it? You know, two concussions, 9 games, maybe I should take a game off?
No, this is my dream. This is what I've been wanting to do for a long time. So as long as I feel fine and the doctors tell me I can play, then I'm going to play. So right now, it's really just a waiting game for me. I do what they allow me to do. I was able to jog around a little bit yesterday. So, you know, I'm just waiting to hear back from them.
And you had no symptoms after jogging, right?
No, I felt good.
So that was a big step.
It's a step in the right direction. You know, I obviously can only do what they allow me to do. So, you know, hopefully they'll let me do a little bit more today. But like I said, I can't do anything but wait to hear back from them.
Were you upset when the Saints didn't draft you?
Upset? No, it's just the way it is. I did hold my breath for a little bit, I won't lie, because that's my hometown state. But, you know, after that happened, I was just looking for the next team to come around. Like I've always said, I couldn't be more thankful for the 49ers picking me.
Do you know how many tickets you have to leave this weekend? Or?
It's quite a few, but I'll see what I can do.
Do you have to ask some guys in here?
Well, the way we do it, you know, you just ask, and you only get so many tickets being the away team, so I just got to wait to see what they give me.
Okay. You have somebody else handling that, like your mom or somebody?
Yeah, she's definitely handling it for me. So she's in Louisiana right now. All my family is talking to her. She's making the list, so she's helping me out with it.
Yeah, Eric, growing up watching the Saints, you said you watch Breeze and stuff. Mm-hmm. What really amazes you most when you watch that offense?
They can throw the ball. I know very well that they can do that. I remember watching the Super Bowl at my house when they won it, and, you know, they have a very powerful offense, very explosive offense. So it's kind of surreal for me because now my job is to stop them after being a fan of it for so long.